Watch Texas Doctor, studies claiming hydroxychloroquine does not work are fake science. By Amy Furr on July 27, 2020. Studies that claim hydroxychloroquine does not work when treating patients with the coronavirus are fake science, a doctor at the White Coat Summit in Washington, D.C., said on Monday. Dr. Stella Emanuel of Rehoboth Medical Center in Houston, Texas, said she had 350 patients she put on hydroxychloroquine and every one of them recovered. She continued, "This is what I will say to all those studies, they had high doses. They were given the wrong patients, I would call them fake science. Any study that says hydroxychloroquine doesn't work is fake science. And I want them to show me how it doesn't work. How is it going to work for 350 patients for me? And they are all alive, and then somebody says it doesn't work. Guys, all them studies, fake science." On what appeared to be her Twitter account, Dr. Emanuel wrote Friday that the fear, sickness, and deaths were senseless and unnecessary. A recent clinical study conducted in a Detroit-area hospital system suggested that the antimalarial drug was effective in lowering the death rate from the coronavirus, which contradicted other studies, Breitbart News reported July 3. Several recent studies have suggested the opposite, that hydroxychloroquine provides no benefit to coronavirus patients, and may actually pose a risk of cardiac problems to some, the article read. Many doctors prescribe the medication, and many took it themselves as a prophylactic, but clinical evidence for its effectiveness was lacking, it continued. However, in a banner photo on its Facebook page, Dr. Emanuel's Rehoboth Medical Center urged patients to get treated early for COVID-19 if they had flu-like symptoms. FDA has revoked its emergency use authorization restricting the use of hydroxychloroquine in hospital setting only. It was not found to be effective in sick hospital patients, the banner read. Doctors, however, can use it outpatient where early treatment is key to its effectiveness, off-label to treat COVID-19. That will also release the stockpile, it concluded.